rich girl and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far.
Free Art Friday podcast coming out on Friday. Look at that. Today's guest is Larry Holland. I talked to him about taking a 26-hour Greyhound bus ride to his new home city. Also talked to him about one-eyed octopuses, bunny rabbits, glazes, and some of the first shows for Free Art Friday artists that have been around, and also the new one that is going to be 80s Cartoon. It's going to be at the Trackside Tavern. Take a listen. Enjoy.
So, Larry, are you from Holland?
No. New England.
New England? Boston?
Right outside of Boston.
Boston? All right. When did you move here?
Moved here in 92.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
So you've been here 21 years.
Wow.
Yeah, you're old.
Yeah. Very old.
What made you move from Boston to Atlanta?
There was no work up there, and a friend of mine was living down there. He got out of the Army. Me and his brother jumped on a Greyhound, and I think it was 29 hours or something on a Greyhound. It was ridiculous.
Why does it take so long on a Greyhound? They have to stop at every town?
Well, there is a good story. We got stopped in, we were in Virginia, and we were stopped. You know, you do your usual breaks.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, two DEA agents got on.
Oh, yeah?
Like, oh, we have word that there's narcotics being transported on the bus, and came in and checked a few people's bags and didn't find anything, but that delayed us, so we had to stop at every podunk town from like Virginia to Atlanta.
Oh yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, luckily we weren't carrying.
They bring the dogs on?
No, just two big guys. They were huge.
They must have been looking for someone specific.
Well, just messing with us, I don't know.
Yeah.
So that
like, what are you carrying in a Greyhound? I mean, if you're going to carry anything of any size, are you going to carry it in a Greyhound bus?
No. Well, we had a cooler, and we actually had beers and sandwiches.
Oh, so he
lifted open the top. He's like, "Oh, you got buds, but not what we're looking for." So
yeah.
So
cool. So you moved down here. I guess you met your wife down here then.
Yeah.
She local?
No, she's a military brat.
Oh,
so
yeah?
She moved down here about the same time, I think.
Okay.
And we worked at Taco Mac together.
Oh, okay.
So.
Love at the Taco Mac.
Yes, worst waitress in history.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
You
go for the one that's not doing the good job.
Yeah.
Because she's got more time to talk.
She did.
Cool. So how did you hear about Free Art Friday?
I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how I came across it, but I just came across it, and, you know, it was when, and I heard him talking about this in the podcast,
yeah.
But he was doing the Google Map thing.
Yeah.
So it'd show you just, some of them would put up a picture of the stuff as well, and I found someone in Rosbottom made, like, a print on a piece of wood.
Okay.
Just a mono print, and that was the first one I found. Then I found, I think, one of Ken's skulls. Which is pretty cool. He didn't have a picture. He just gave you the map.
Yeah.
So you had to kind of look
around. You had to find out what it was.
Yeah.
That's kind of
so
cool.
So that was kind of cool. And then there was one more I found within that time. The Natalie Rosbottom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She made some tiles.
Yep.
So I found one of hers, and that was about it. And then I started making some stuff. Some small pieces of art I had. And then I was trying to figure out what I could do to be like, oh, my thing.
Yeah.
And I made these skull bunnies. I still have a couple, about that big, and a couple of people got them.
Oh, yeah?
Most of them just got blown away. I don't really know.
Were they wood, or were they?
I cut them with a sawzall.
Okay.
Out of wood, and then painted them and found some glaze. And then it slowly morphed over to Twitter.
Yeah.
And there was a whole bunch more people on that.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, I was looking at it, it was about 2011, like spring, summer.
So one of the first.
Yeah, I guess it had just started.
Yeah.
I guess.
But you never know, yeah.
It could have been going on for a while. It
could have gone on for 10 years, you have no idea.
I know.
Yeah. When you join, you're like, huh, what? So the first piece you made were the skull bunnies. And then you have this panda girl, which is, I'm guessing, your daughter.
Yeah, that's a picture of Stella, the older one. It's a couple years old.
Yeah.
It's just a picture I had. And
put a panda face on it?
Yeah, she was wearing a mask.
Yeah. So you didn't have to do anything to it?
No, it's okay. Just a picture. I tweak them a little bit, you know, black and white, a color. But, it's a weird... Creepy. I get a lot of creepy people say, you know?
Pretty creepy.
But, so I use that, and then the octopus thing, Cycloptopus.
Cycloptopus. The one-eyed octopus?
Yeah.
Any story behind there?
No.
Just something you drew one day?
Yeah. It just came to me. Yeah. Like an epiphany. You know? And,
what about you're the glaze guy. Everybody asks, how do you get... What kind of glaze, or I guess it's resin.
Yeah, it's a two-part epoxy.
Yeah.
And I just found it at Home Depot.
Yeah. And everybody wants to do that now.
It works really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes everything look cool.
Yeah, it makes it really, really shiny.
Yeah.
And
weatherproof.
Yeah. Any tricks?
Wear gloves.
Yeah.
Because I just started wearing gloves recently, but it gets on your skin. And lately, it's been getting really hot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw it. I said the other day it got hot and it turned to gel. It started smoking.
Yeah.
And turned to gel. And like...
Was it cloudy or bubbles?
It just started like steaming and getting really, really hot. Which I've never done before.
Right.
And I've been using it for a couple of years, I think. And it just all of a sudden just... In mid-pour, it was like... Gunk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like a candle cooling or something?
It was weird, yeah. And so...
So that one was scrapped.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And it's not cheap stuff either.
No, because I was looking for the big gallon box and I went to Lowe's. They sell it too, but it's a different brand.
Yeah.
So I'm done with Lowe's.
No Lowe's? No. I like Lowe's better.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Home Depot's a little cheaper.
Home Depot's cheaper, but Lowe's is a better shopping experience.
It's cleaner.
It's cleaner and there's no one's going to run over your kid with a forklift.
Yeah,
this is true. I always have to take the kid, so...
Yeah, you're right about that.
No one's going to come around the corner with a forklift at Lowe's. So, that's why... That Lowe's is my place. It's also a closer. So.
And they're a little more designer-oriented, too, you know, like the light fixtures and stuff like that.
So. I'm usually just looking for a light bulb and a piece of birch plywood.
And that birch is better than Home Depot's.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah, man, they did.
The best.
Yeah, their birch plywood is okay. Cool. And so you were one of the first to organize a show for Free Art Friday.
Yeah.
Artists.
Yeah.
At Trackside.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Day of the Dead? Was that the first one?
Yes. Yeah.
But it wasn't in October. It was
in
November or something.
Yeah. My friend who worked there at the time was in a band and he was having some bands play. We're just talking.
He's
I'd like to get some artwork up in there. I know a whole bunch of artists, you know?
Yeah.
So I just put the word out and we got a fair amount of people into it.
Yeah.
Did you do that first one?
I didn't do the first one. I did the second one.
You did the second one, yeah. Yeah, your little
squirrel.
Tiki squirrel.
Tiki squirrel. Yeah, because it was, the theme for the second one was Island.
Yeah.
Or Tiki or whatever.
Monster Island.
Monster Island, that's what it was.
And my friend brought you a squirrel, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, thank her for that. And so the Day of the Dead show is you just sent the word out and people showed up and gave you the art, I guess?
Yeah, I set it up kind of like we're doing for the next one, just drop it off at Trackside. And he had some other people bring stuff in. So it wasn't strictly for Friday people.
Right.
But Phoenix helped. Like, she did the page. The Facebook page.
Okay.
And she put the word out, and she helped do a small organization, too.
Yeah, it helps to have someone else. Being the sole person organizing anything is tough with so many people.
I know, and I'm finding that out again.
It's like every time you do something, you're like, this is the last time I'm doing this.
It took me a year.
I know, yeah. Yeah, it's been about a year since the other one, the second show.
Yeah, and I think the second show was when the guy quit. He quit, like...
The day up.
Yeah, I was going in to hang.
Yeah.
They're all looking at me with their eyes while I'm saying, Troy's gone.
And then you're like, well, I guess we'll just have a show.
Yeah, so we did, and I don't know if there was music that time or not.
No, there wasn't any music on that one.
But he wasn't very organized with it either. Like, he wanted to control it all.
So, oh, yeah.
Like, the selling and the pricing. And
oh, yeah.
So I let him, but he was kind of flighty.
Yeah.
So I think...
So it's better organized without him.
Probably. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how this one goes.
Yeah. Yeah. So this next show, we're going to... it originally started off as basically just to have a place to show what we're going to drop for the 80s cartoon stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we did with the Star Wars show.
Which was really good.
Yeah, it was really cool. But Trackside likes to have art that's hanging for a while.
Yeah. I mean, that was the whole idea with getting out in there. Like,
right.
In my head, I was like, oh, every month I'll be changing out the art.
Right,
and
right.
It didn't really work out that way.
Yeah.
Which they still want. They guess keep asking me.
Yep. So, well, just for all those people that are contributing, just be sure to leave to make something that is bigger.
Yep.
And can stay.
Yep.
And be sold.
And be sold if they want.
If they want. If they, yeah. If they don't have. Yeah. But they do want to leave it up for a couple weeks at least.
A couple weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they still, when we did the show for Monster Island, they still had stuff from the Day of the Dead. I know Clunky had one that his was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a foam piece, I guess.
There's still a bunch from last time, too, that people just left.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's cool. Zombie has one. Flounder has one. Everyman, he's got a big one still.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a few people just, a couple of people just abandoned them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just left them hanging.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Look, it looks good. You know,
that's cool. And that is going to be September 28th.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody that doesn't make stuff, come out too, because I'm sure there'll be artists putting stuff out that night.
Yeah,
that's what usually what happens, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
And there'll be fireworks, and then
fireworks too.
Yeah.
How did you do that, Larry?
Well, you know, I pulled some strings. Saved my life savings.
It was 4th of July rain out, right?
Yeah, it got rained out, so Decatur's happening to. Do it that night, reschedule, so cool. You can see them from the windows.
Oh yeah, I guess it's gonna be the, like, for viewing it would be in that little square.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it'll shoot up right over the building.
Cool.
So, yeah, it should be fun. I don't know if we'll have any music. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. It's a surprise.
Yeah, it's a surprise. And the parking lot of that place is tiny.
Yes.
They need some parking situation.
Yeah, there is parking kind of down the street and across the street.
Yeah, on the street. Kind of
across
parking.
The railroad tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so what other art stuff are you into? I mean, I've noticed that, like, every time there's, like, a Castleberry Hills thing or a Decatur art stroll or any of that stuff, you're always around that.
Yeah, I like to get out and see stuff and try and get involved and bring the kids out, you know?
Yeah.
The kids, they can hang for a while.
Yeah? How do you keep them up past 8? because by 8 o'clock I want to put those things away.
Well, if we're doing something, it's a little bit easier, unless
yeah.
they're really tired, or sometimes if my wife's around, they get a little whinier.
Yeah.
So if I leave her at home and take the kids.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Sometimes
I get the opposite effect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they know how to mess with dad, and so they, and I'm usually the one around when they're tired.
Yeah.
So I get the brunt.
Really?
Yeah. My wife comes home and they all scream, "Mommy's home!" And they run. It's like, I'm just here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I contribute.
I've been feeding you.
I've been feeding you. Yeah. I just bathed you, fed you, and what are you doing?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So bringing the kids to the art stuff is really cool. And Ken mentioned that in the last podcast.
Yeah. And they're into it. Like I said, I brought my little one to the Flux thing. And she was out. We were holding her up to stick magnets everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Because
there was a whole bunch of art to hide. So she hung till about 8:30 or 9, then we had to go.
Oh, that's good.
Which wasn't bad.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing went down to, like, 2.
Yeah. So I missed a hell of a lot of stuff.
A lot of the fun happening after the fact.
I did.
So that's cool. And you've recently got rejected from the Mint.
I certainly did.
Leap year. And I enjoyed the tweet on that. He's got two thumbs. It's not going to be a leap year.
Yeah.
But at least you can't win them all.
Yeah, and it's really the only first one I really kind of applied to. And it was, I got in, they had my thing hanging.
Yeah.
Somebody bought it.
Somebody bought it, that's good. Yeah.
So that was cool. So, you know, I don't feel great about it, but.
Yeah, I'm just bringing it up to to be a.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Keep me in my place.
No.
I would never
have gone and tried to apply to it. Trust me. I'm still kind of trying to figure out what I want to do with all the stuff. So, you know, because I do stuff daily. Like, if a lot of the people that are in Free Art Friday are creatives and they are working in the same. Like Christian is
I've noticed that.
Kind of a creative, you know, as in creative something, and I am too. But by the time of the end of the day or the weekend, I don't want to touch any of that stuff.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so you're kind of in a different spot where you're an electrician, and then I'm sure this is kind of like you can get excited about making art.
Well, it's something different,
a little better than a lot of people can.
I could see that. I guess. I mean, you know.
It's like you going home and having to do some wiring.
Yeah.
For fun.
Like exactly. Yeah, I could see that. But, I mean, do you do most of your work on a computer?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I try not to do much. I'll do a printout and then, you know, whatever, but that's it. You doing anything new? Are you going in a different direction than the panda stars or the... octopus?
I've been trying to think of something.
Yeah?
Just kind of making things bigger.
My personal favorite's the rabbit. The long-necked rabbit.
I've got a couple of those I made some backgrounds for.
So oh, yeah?
They came out all right, yeah.
Cool.
So.
And the thing that I've noticed that you've been doing is layering.
Yeah.
Is really cool, especially that last octopus piece where you had the, I guess, waves in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... I think they'll look good. I need to work on it more.
It looks good.
I think, yeah, on a little picture on your phone, yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah, so, and those ones, like, you know, I've been selling those.
Oh, yeah?
I bring stuff to Trackside, like, I don't know, once every 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah? And they sell?
Yeah, I've been selling a lot out of there, actually.
Really?
For the last year.
Right on.
So, that's kind of cool. It pays for paint.
It pays for the material.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's looking for, really.
That's all. I mean,
because it does get expensive to put free stuff out that you made. And yeah,
you know,
and time and all of that.
Yeah, so that's why I kind of went to smaller ones too. I was putting out bigger ones.
Yeah,
and I kind of
shrunk them down a little bit.
Yeah,
I think everybody goes through that thing. Because mine were bigger. You know, I did the squirrels first, and then I have these tiny little possums.
Yeah,
and you can get like I can get 30 or 40 of them on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't realize how small they were.
Yeah,
until I put
them all in like a can, and you could see how small they were.
They were cool though. I mean,
yeah, it takes a lot to cut those out, so I can't do those anymore.
The squirrels are cool. I got
the
one of your squirrels.
Are cool, yeah, I still have those stencils, so they may come back. But so you have the rabbits, you have the octopus. The layering thing is really cool. I like all of the ones that you've layered, because you've layered some of the octopuses once with the different arms.
It looks better, you know?
Yeah.
Looks better than drawing it.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like better than the flat piece.
Yeah.
Now, do you glaze or resin both of those and then attach them together? Or do you just resin all together?
I've been hot gluing them.
Yeah.
And you stick it. And then the glaze makes it even like one solid piece.
Right.
But yeah, it just looks a little better. I don't think I've given any of those double layers out for free.
No.
Selfish of me, sorry.
No, if you sell them, then why would you give them out for free?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, cool, so you sold the piece with the waves in the back?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I just glazed it the other day.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm not...
You're not happy with it?
Kinda. Well, something with the humidity is messing up the paint, because I use spray paint.
Right.
And I found that different colors and, like, metallic hues, they float and sink. And,
right. You know, inside the glaze?
No, just inside the paint. So if you do like orange and then metallic blue.
Yeah, it'll kind of mix.
I'm giving out my secrets. But it'll create some really cool random effects.
Oh, cool.
But lately it's been really humid, so it's not really working like it was.
Do you do it all on the outside?
Yeah.
In the garage?
Oh, my deck.
On your deck?
Under an umbrella, yeah. It's ridiculous. I have a shed, but...
Mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got a fan, so that helps.
Oh, that does help.
But as soon as it rains, I gotta come in.
Well, that's fine, because I do mine in the basement. basement's flooded. So there's standing water down there.
You spray paint down there?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a garage door that I open.
Okay.
Blow it out so it's not bad. It doesn't get in the house. I mean, you can still smell it in the house when I'm painting.
Uh-huh.
But I usually do it when no one's home, so... So the kids so I don't have to buy an iron lung.
Yeah.
For the child.
Blue teeth.
Yeah. Or the boy in the bubble. So, okay, cool. So you got, besides the Trackside show, you got anything coming up? You got any other shows that you contributed to or anything?
Well, we're doing Skaterade. And I know some of the other
You were the one that kind of told a lot of people about that, weren't you?
Yeah, I just put the word out. Like, I don't have anything.
No.
I think at least 4 or 5 people picked up decks.
Yeah.
And that.
Where do you get brand new decks?
No, they get, so they get them donated from Stratosphere, I think.
Okay.
Used decks. So some are like completely broken.
Yeah.
Some are in good shape, but scratched up.
Right.
So, yeah, they leave them on the porch and you sign them out.
Oh, cool.
And,
when is that? We can put it explicit on you like you did Kevin.
You believe it?
Kevin, what? I can bleep it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, good.
And then, well, Kevin was like every other word F-bomb.
Oh, really?
That's just how he is, though.
Well, good. That's the first one.
Yeah, no, don't feel bad.
I know the drop-offs are this Sunday, and then they're going to hang at Brickstore for like a month.
Okay.
So it's sometime in September.
Okay.
I guess I should know that.
No, yeah. I was just seeing if anybody could get involved. But it's pretty too late for that.
If they could knock one out in 3 days.
Let's just say it's too late.
I still have to do.
Well.
I'm about halfway done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So.
Anything new or just?
I'm not sure yet.
Because those decks are really cool to work with.
Yeah. You can do a lot.
You can do a lot, yeah. And they cut very well.
They do. And they're thick.
And the ply looks really good.
Yeah. And the scratched up.
Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff, yeah.
And stuff. So, yeah, you can get some really... I mean, there's some amazing stuff that gets put out. I've done it 2 years. This will be the 3rd year.
Oh, yeah? You ever sell one of those?
Yeah, actually, last year, I did a big octopus, and somebody bought it for $350.
Shut up!
I know. I was like, oh, can I have just a cut?
Yeah, because it was all for charity, I guess.
Yeah, it's brain cancer for kids. I guess it was started for this kid who was a skateboarder who got brain cancer.
Okay.
So all the money goes to this foundation, which, God, I wish I had all this information.
No, it's cool. I'll put it in the show notes. It's fine. I'll throw it up there.
Okay.
Cool. Anything else? Who are you digging right now? If you were going to go out and hunt for a piece, what would it be?
I like, somebody's putting out some DJ mixes that I said the other night I'd like to hunt down just to see what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah?
Someone...
On, like, a CD?
Yeah. And I don't know her call letters. I don't know anything, basically. It's only about paint, but she found a couple of
sounds like
mine.
You've been huffing the paint a little too long.
Probably.
I think memory is the first thing to go.
Yeah, it's happening. I still got my teeth.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. At least you haven't come all the way Georgian yet.
Not yet. Soon. that sound seems interesting. Someone's doing some film strips that look pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the one that did the documentary on YouTube.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
And then she started making stuff.
That was a cool documentary.
Yeah, it was
the one
really
with
good.
The four with Blockhead and Miss ATO.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was
well done. Yeah. You put words in your mouth.
Well, how about yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
Ars Gratis is always the good, like, his stuff is, like, clever and well done. And
he hasn't been around in a little while.
Well, he's I think he's kind of getting back into it. What did he release? The June bugs were amazing.
Oh, that's right.
The cicadas were pretty amazing.
And he had a bunch of them.
And I had an idea just like that a while back, and I was like, I never capitalized on it, but he did it much better than I would have.
You can't say that.
No, he would have.
Yeah.
They were pretty cool.
Did you get one?
Nope. Maybe next time.
Excuse me.
So that's, Ars Gratis is cool.
Yeah.
I think everybody likes his stuff too.
Yeah.
And he's just so quiet, it just pops up and then someone goes and gets it.
And it's funny, I had met him. We have a mutual friend who has kids about our age, so we go to the birthday parties.
Yeah.
We met each other a couple of years before this all came up.
Yeah.
And I think it was after Trackside.
I met him at Trackside.
So after that, we figured out where we knew each other at the birthday party for like a 3-year-old. So now I know where I knew you.
Now I know where you are. Yeah.
But nice guy. Yeah.
Yep. Were you in the Draw Change show? Did you have a piece of that?
Yeah, I did.
What was it, the octopus one?
No, that was I did a painting. I did like a little canvas painting of a horse, like a smoke horse.
Something
I think
completely different, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
And somebody bought it and they made some money.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on. And then did you have, I think you had something at Mind's Eye?
Yeah, because they just started doing shows.
Yeah, like last Thursday or something?
Yeah.
Third Thursday of the month or whatever it's called.
Yeah, and I just saw the tweet, I think, and I sold them it was a big one.
Yeah, that was the first time I saw one in person. I was like, that's really cool.
Oh, you went to it?
Yeah, I went to the show.
I was out of town. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good little showing. Yeah.
Seemed like cool people.
Yeah. They had donuts.
Oh, and PBR, I heard.
Yeah, they had donuts and PBR, so you can't go wrong with that. Together at the
end. Yeah. This is the salt, after all.
Makes a nice vomit. That's cool.
And they're doing another one, I believe it's next
week. Yeah, they postponed the one of them. I'm thinking about getting something together.
Yeah.
I got ideas, but I just...
It's hard taking the time.
It's hard to take the time, and then I got a flooded basement. I don't want to go down there and look at that.
Yeah. Well, plus you got kids, too. Like, man, it's like... You gotta kind of squeeze in your art.
I can't. Yeah, that's the problem. Is that I can't use my jigsaw at night because it'll wake up. It's right under the kid's bedroom.
Oh yeah,
the 3-year-old's bedroom. So it's just gonna wake him up.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good for anybody.
Yeah. So you got yourself a scroll saw, obviously now, right?
Yes, I got one.
The jigsaw had to take a back seat.
Yeah, it's actually a sawzall, you know.
Oh yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't very
good. the first things I did is I had a hand-powered jigsaw, I guess is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not a scroll saw. It's a jigsaw. It's a hand-powered thing. With a little blade. Uh-huh. And, you know, you can cut, like, circles in plywood or whatever.
Yeah.
But I turned it upside down and put it in a vise. I used it that way.
How'd it work?
It wasn't bad. It's just the blades weren't sharp enough. Like, you couldn't make the sharp turns
like
you can in a scroll saw.
That's true.
It wasn't too bad. But it didn't feel safe.
Yeah,
it's an upside down power tool going at full speed.
Yeah,
like
I taped the
trigger the whole nine. You know?
OSHA approved.
Yeah. It's OSHA approved. I think I used a zip tie to get the trigger actually.
That's awesome.
And put it in a vise. Yeah.
So have you gotten a scroll saw?
Oh yeah, yeah. That was the next thing. I was like, I can't do this right now. But like one of the first squirrels that were done that way, and I was like, God. The good thing is that you could never break the blade on that thing.
That's true, yeah.
And
unless
you're
doing steel or something.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was, you know, if you've ever broken a blade on a jigsaw, you know that it kind of frightens you.
I break them all the time.
Yeah.
I still haven't figured out how not to. It's an old one. I bought it from some guy in Cumming for like $30.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do.
You know, but it's either me or the saw.
Yeah, you have to get it dialed in, I guess. Because mine has a tensioning thing on the back, and if you tension it too hard, it will break. And then also, if you don't do it enough, it will come out. Because I use the one with the pegs on the end.
Okay, yeah. Mine's pegless.
Oh, yeah?
Pinless, I guess. It's
pinless,
called.
Yeah. Do you use the skip saw, like...
Yeah.
And Z Atlanta.
And that was, I think that was Ken's idea. Cause I was like, help, I'm breaking saw blades like left and right. I was using the spiral ones.
Oh, yeah.
Which cut smooth, but not on that harder wood.
Yeah.
They just snap.
Yep.
You know, and it's frustrating.
You can, the spiral ones, you can change directions pretty easy.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of sanding, right?
Yeah. You do have to sand it more, and the cuts aren't quite as tight.
Yeah.
You know, or it could be me.
No, it's probably... I know I talked to Ua and he had just gotten some when I did the podcast, and I talked to him later on, and he was saying that he's gone back to the skip blade, and just because of this sanding issue. Yeah,
it's a lot of sanding. Yeah. I mean, especially if you're cutting little things, octopuses or whatever.
Yeah, I don't sand mine. Screw them.
I kind of stopped because the bottom of the skip cut is good. So if you cut it and flip it over.
Oh, yeah?
You get the rough edges on the, the underside, which...
Who cares? Right.
It's hanging on a wall.
Right.
Or your fridge.
I think I do mine a little differently than most, because I do the gel transfer, and then I cut it. And I think a lot of people, like, cut their piece and then do the gel transfer.
But so you don't screw up the transfer when you're cutting? Because I tried it a couple times, and I...
Your duck's quacking. Where are you?
I know, that's... I'm just trying to shut it off. But...
Just throw it out the window. We're in my my nice kid taxi.
Yeah.
Because the Panero had blaring music.
So it looks kind of like a drug deal going down.
It looks like a bad drug deal going down with a glowing light in the back. It's like we're stealing bank codes or something. All right, so if you are interested in being in the show, they can catch you how?
I guess shoot me a message on Twitter, and then I'll add you to the email list.
And what's your Twitter handle? At Larry Holland 1?
Yeah, O-1? Larry Holland 1. Yeah.
1?
1.
Okay. And it'll be in the show notes, of course.
Yeah, I'm the only one that uses the name, because, like...
It's your actual Twitter account?
Is my name,
yeah. That's how mine was, too. I was
really?
Like,
you changed it?
No, well, I've always been Negative Neil on a lot of different social networks.
Yeah.
So I just, when Twitter signed up, I was like, the same thing, but like next to it, it just says Neil Wilkes.
Yeah. I haven't figured out.
Because I don't care.
Well, it's just weird because nobody else uses that name. Everybody's like, you know.
If someone's going to go through that much trouble, they can have what I have.
That's true.
I'm kidding. Don't come to my house. Unless you're bringing something.
Donuts.
And I live out. Do you have a store or anything?
I don't. I've been thinking about it. Yeah. Basically, Trackside.
Trackside's your store. You know? So, if you want to buy a piece, go to Trackside and talk to the bartender.
Yep.
They'll help you out.
They will. Get you drunk.
Get you drunk.
Which helps.
It has a good, like, neighborhood feel to it.
Yeah.
More so than a lot of, like, it feels like it's been there a while.
It has.
Yeah.
It burnt down, so it's completely different than it used to be.
Yeah.
But it's still Trackside.
Trains go through there?
They go, yeah. They still drive right there.
Oh, yeah?
Right across the street.
I don't think I've been there with a train going through.
It's a lot of fun when you're trying to get to school.
I bet it sucks.
Yeah, they go very slow.
It shuts all of Decatur down.
Uh-huh. And Decatur sucks to get through, period.
So. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, you can hear the train from my house, and it's 6 or 7 miles away. So I'm sure if one's coming through at night.
You can hear the horns.
And you can hear all of that.
And they lay on the horn, yeah.
Yeah, so. They got it. Yeah. You got it through there because there's so many crossings. All right, so that's cool. I think we're done.
Okay. Well,
how'd you feel?
Great.
Good. Okay.
I hope you guys enjoyed that little interview that I did with Larry Holland. Don't miss the 80s cartoon show at Trackside Tavern in Decatur on September 28th. All of your favorite Free Art Friday artists will be participating. I will even try to talk right. That is how it is. Also, if you would, please go in and rate this podcast either on Podomatic or on iTunes. You can also leave a comment on the FAFATL.com website. Follow yours truly at NEGNEAL. Follow Larry, like I said in the podcast, at LarryHolland1. Hope you enjoyed. See you next week.
How do you think Daddy did on the podcast?
Terrible!
It wasn't that bad.